On today's episode, we are diving into all different types of vitamins and nutrients. Are multivitamins worth it? When should you take vitamin D? When should you not take vitamin D? What types of vitamin D should you be taking? And creatine. Does everyone benefit it? Is it just for bodybuilders? Are you going to get super jacked and swole if you take it? We talk about all of the details on each of these in the Q&A mashup. And just a reminder, we are doing our Element Tea giveaway, 4 big boxes of Element Tea. You can enter to win by emailing a review that you submit for the podcast. Take a screenshot of it. Send it into info@fitmomlife.com and we will enter you into the giveaway. And we have Fit Mom Fit May coming up this next month. So keep your eyes peeled. We will give all the details on it so that you can join us in our habit stacking challenge.
When you look good, you feel good. That's the only way I feel you should. Coulda, woulda, never did it for you. Gotta do it for the love. Do it for the culture. Feel it in your soul, life like a roller coaster. Got its ups and its downs, but you gotta keep going. Don't stop when you still got motion. Stay dedicated, daily devotion.
Hello and happy Monday. Welcome back to the Food Code.
Yes, we are ready to rock and roll and chat about some really common vitamins and nutrients and whether you should be taking them, who are they going to benefit, what you should look for when you're taking them, and all the in-between, because I think that a lot of people take some of these things and one, some of them are not very helpful, research shows. Mm-hmm. Two, there's some things that you want to make sure you're doing when you are taking some of these to make sure that they are absorbed properly and, you know, your body's utilizing them in the best way possible. So just, you know, all the things. And there's a fake piece of poop on the counter right now next to us, and it's kind of bothering me. Liz and Art tried to prank me and put a fake piece of poop on my podcast chair, and it's slimy and gooey feeling, and it's gross. And it's just sitting right next to me right now.
Yeah, we got this whole kit, you know, of course, for reels, and they're a little bit disturbing because they're very real looking and different colors. They got the grittiness to some of them.
Ugh.
Really strange.
Okay.
But yeah, I haven't found, I'm going to be doing one like the Bristol stool chart.
Yeah.
But I haven't found anything like with the pebbles. So I'm either going to do probably like chocolate covered almonds or something, or I mean, prunes, raisins, something along those lines. Like the things you do to make these educational, entertaining reels.
Yeah. Yeah. I have used pads with like food coloring and, you know, all the things before. It's just
toilet paper with blood on it.
Yep. I should probably do one about clots soon and what is a normal sized clot, what isn't.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you know. Poop and periods are very disgusting to an extent, but they are very normal also. So the things we do to try to entertain and educate the population. So today we are doing another Q&A mashup. We've gotten lots of questions on social media and in our inboxes. And so we wanted to cover this Q&A mashup mainly around vitamins, common ones. So we are going to start with vitamin D, which is a very interesting vitamin. It is one of the, it is the only vitamin that our body actually makes from the sun and then from food that we consume. So believe it or not, 75 to 80% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. It is called the sunshine vitamin, obviously, because the primary source of vitamin D comes from the sunshine. And when sun exposure is limited, most people should be supplementing. I'll say that. I think that from the majority of what we see, there are very few people that we get blood work on that their vitamin D level, unless they are supplementing, comes back in a normal range.
Yeah, the ones that I've seen where they are on vitamin D overload is that they're just supplementing and never checked their levels. So we don't recommend that. I don't recommend that, at least, because you can, you know, it does act as a hormone in the body. Like you can overdo it. And some people are like, well, I just saw this and, you know, thought maybe vitamin D was my problem. And yes, it can be, but you always want to check and have a baseline of where you're at. You know, I think anybody below like, you know, 40, you probably want to be supplementing. So if we look at like our ideal range, somewhere in the ballpark of 40 to 60 is really, you know, things that I've read in the latest research out there. But, you know, again, this is, again, something that you would adjust your dosing based upon how low you are. So if you're suboptimal, you would see that on your blood work from your doctor, then maybe you're taking like 5,000 IUs a day. If you're severely deficient, you're probably taking 10,000 IUs a day, right? If you are really, really deficient, sometimes they will prescribe you a 50,000 IU prescription and then, you know, a 10,000, 5 to 10,000 IUs per day, you know, in between that prescription. So the thing that I would also say here too is, I mean, a lot of people don't get sunlight on their eyes, and that's really how your body is going to best synthesize vitamin D. So not wearing sunglasses, especially like first thing in the morning. It is the sunshine vitamin, as I always say. So we want to make sure that, you know, getting sunlight early in the morning, if you are taking a vitamin D or vitamin D with K2, it's a fat soluble vitamin. And since it is the sunshine vitamin, it's going to be best absorbed into the body before noon and then take it with some dietary fat, the same way that you would other fat soluble vitamins like A, D, E, and K.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And food sources, unfortunately, of vitamin D are pretty low levels of vitamin D. So you can get amounts from egg yolks, fatty fish, liver, grass-fed cheese, butter, things like that, red meat. But when it comes to dosing a supplement of vitamin D, the low end is like 1,000 to 2,000 IUs a day. Within food, you're getting like a couple hundred IUs from food sources. So you're really not going to get a large enough dose from food sources if you do need to supplement. You would need to supplement on top of food sources. So vitamin D is what is called a prohormone. It's basically a substance that the body converts into a hormone. And like I mentioned, it's the only vitamin that can actually be produced by our bodies. So a couple things can minimize production of vitamin D. So there are people that genetically, we actually see quite a few people genetically that do not do a very good job converting vitamin D from the sun. And so even if they are getting adequate sunlight, their vitamin D still remains low. And those people typically need to supplement with some form of vitamin D. Poor absorption. So if there's gut dysfunction, things like that, you're not absorbing it from your foods. You're not absorbing it if you are, you know, taking a supplement form. Inadequate dietary intake obviously can play a small role. And then the biggest thing is immune system dysfunction. So vitamin D3 in particular is an immunomodulator, and it targets a number of different immune cells, including what we see as monocytes, which you can look at on blood work on a CBC, macrophages, which are kind of certain immune cells that clean up inflammation, dendritic cells, T cells, B cells. And a lot of studies have shown that inadequate vitamin D levels lead you to a higher susceptibility of immune-mediated disorders, chronic infections, autoimmune disorders. We also see that if people have unmanaged immune disorders, like autoimmune conditions, they typically have low vitamin D, even if they're supplementing, because their body needs so much of it, because the autoimmune condition, the immune system dysfunction is causing the body to use lots of vitamin D. So they end up continuing to be deficient in it.
Did you know that we have a members-only private community, Fit Mom Society? Here you can connect with like-minded women for encouragement and support on your health journey. You also get to access the entire team of Fit Mom practitioners where we answer your questions. Plus, you get access to premium content that we release every month. So if you're ready to get started on your journey to better health, until you're able to join our one-on-one Healthy Gut and Happy Hormones program, just click the link in the show notes to join the Fit Mom Society.
That's usually what we'll see when it comes to people that are just chronically low and can't get their levels up. Is there something deeper going on in the immune system that the body just can't maintain adequate levels?
And I would say too, I think the type that you're taking also, you know, is going to work better for some to be taking like a sublingual rather than like an oral capsule. And then we do find that vitamin K2 goes very well with vitamin D for better absorption too. So if you're taking something and you're not seeing the benefit of it, or your blood work isn't improving, you know, look at the type and maybe you want to consider, the brand, right? We know that there's a lot of very cheap brands out there. Go to Costco, you can get a whole thing of it, last you like 3 years for $20 or something. You know, but I like Metagenics, vitamin D K2. And then if you're doing like dropper form, you can do Thorne. They have a really good one. The dropper kind of a little bit frustrating, but, those would be things that you can do. And some of them actually come with like a coconut oil or a different oil base so that, again, it's fat soluble. You can absorb it a little bit better. Multivitamins. I think this is up there next to probiotics on what do we think of them? Are there ones that we recommend? Do you take a multivitamin? And, you know, the thing that I've always said and will continue to stick with is that nature's best multivitamin is going to be a beef liver. And so when you look at the different types of vitamins and things that are in a lot of the, let's think about when we were kids, the chewable multivitamins, right? The Flintstones, all that's synthetic, right? And not great quality. And so there's a lot of research on vitamins and health, of course, but there's not a ton of rigorous scientific studies on the benefits of having like a true multivitamin. And every multivitamin is going to be so different with their formulations. The amount of things in there sometimes are, you know, basically placebo effect. That's probably not really doing much for you anyways. And so this is where, for me, I really like to do the beef liver if I'm going to do a multivitamin or take something for the purpose of that. And then supporting my minerals with something like CT minerals or trace minerals, because it's not just vitamins. You want to also support your mineral levels. And there was a physician study that is the best study completed so far to look at vitamins. And this was the first and only large-scale randomized clinical trial to test commonly taken multivitamins, like the ones that most people, you know, are getting in stores, 31 vitamins and minerals essential for good health. A large group of male physicians took either a multivitamin or a placebo pill for more than a decade, and the results have been mixed, with modest reductions in cancer and cataracts, but no protective effects against cardiovascular disease or declining mental function. I would say that I think that's a very, very long time to have a study done for more than a decade. I would question the validity of everything included in there. Like, how consistent were they? Were they taking it 365 days or did they forget it? What outliers did you have? Were these people drinking, eating fast foods, rancid seed oil, smoking? Like, you know what I'm saying? There would just be a lot of questions that I would just have around that, right? And I think it's really important. Like, you should always know why you're taking something and what do you want to get out of it. Like, if you're just wanting to optimize, you know, your health, then I think, honestly, you're probably going to do a little bit better with doing something like a reds and a greens powder, because there's so many different things that people don't diversify their diet with, getting antioxidants, free radicals, you know, things that can fight free radicals, oxidative stress in the body, like a good quality fish oil. Like I was saying before, get it from, you know, beef liver or beef organs, something along those lines would be my preference in how I would approach this.
Yeah. And basically what we're seeing is there's no clear proof of benefit of multivitamins, which is crazy because so many people will recommend them. Like doctors will recommend, are you taking a multivitamin? And what we see is that they just don't move the mark for most people. Like the levels of vitamin in a multivitamin are so low that if someone's truly deficient in certain things, multivitamins aren't going to do much for them. Like that is why we are so individualized with our product recommendations for our clients, because we need to see what does this person need, right? Because there are something like vitamin E, for example, you can become toxic in. And if you take too much of it, and it's usually included in a multivitamin, you know, there are certain things where iron can constipate certain people, you know, and a lot of multivitamins have that. A lot of multivitamins have folic acid, which is shit. And so there are basically no confirming evidence that multivitamins are worth it. And if you do really want to do one, I think, you know, if someone's showing really depleted in a lot of areas, a multivitamin's not going to hurt. I like Seeking Health brand. I like New Ethics has a multivitamin too, but, and their levels are a little bit higher in their brands and they are including better things like folate instead of folic acid. So, you know, there are some that I would say if you really, really want to do one, those are the ones I would recommend. But in general, yeah, I have not seen very confirming and promising evidence mm-hmm. or results with multivitamins. And if I'm going to spend money on any type of a supplement, it's not going to be a multivitamin.
Yeah. I would also just think food first, right? Like we always want to try to supplement the symptom or take the easy way out.
May is coming up and believe it or not, it's not about Cinco de Mayo for us. It is about putting in the right habits that we have seen the best results with our clients. And so make sure that you are in the right place in our Fit Mom Society where we will be hosting this month-long challenge so that you can kickstart the summer in the best way possible. Link is in the show notes. Don't miss out.
I think that, you know, you always want to cover the foundations first and think about where can I get more good in from my diet? Where can I diversify my fruits, my vegetables, my herbs, my beans, my legumes, you know, all of these food categories that I think most people don't think about when they're just stuck kind of in that rut of like, I buy the same 5 to 7, you know, things to prep for the week because I like these recipes or whatnot. And, you know, I would just encourage here too, like have fun with it. Like for me, it's springtime. I always, you know, I'm talking with Art usually on the way to church. Like, what do you feel like this week? Because I'm putting together a grocery list and then we're going to go to the store. Okay, what's in season? What's something we haven't had in a while? Pinterest, 15-minute quick dinners for, you know, weeknights, like easy stuff. Because in the summertime, we're outside a lot in the, you know, late afternoons, early evening. So, like, I don't want to be inside, you know, cooking and stuff. Or we'll grill. And then it's like, okay, what can I do there to add more good? Like kebabs or vegetables, foil packets, whatever. So just think about that too, because I think, again, you're only going to get so far with taking a supplement. But one of our favorite supplements that we do like is creatine.
Yeah. Yeah. And creatine, a lot of people correlate with bodybuilders and big muscles and all of those things. Creatine is much more than that. Like, it is much more than meets the eye. So it's basically an organic compound that helps to support continuous energy for your muscles to help them work properly. It's actually found in your brain, your heart, and some other tissues within the body. And you can get it from diet, red meat, seafood, milk. However, if you are trying to build muscle mass, you can benefit from additional creatine supplementation. We have also used it a lot of times in combination with SAMe for anxiety. I find that SAMe and creatine taken together, creatine taken a few times, like 4 times a week or so, can actually help slow down methylation. And a lot of people that have anxiety, a lot of them are over-methylators or are in a place of over-methylation. And so it can actually kind of slow down methylation to an extent, which can help a lot of people in terms of their mood. But creatine also is used for a lot of other things. So it helps with bone regeneration, helps with cognitive and memory function, because it helps with ATP. So if there's ATP production within the cell, it's basically, creatine is used by every cell in the body, and it turns on that ADP or basically ADP conversion into ATP, and we feel better. We have better energy. Our brains function better. The one thing that a lot of people freak out about is that creatine works by pulling water into cells, and it increases the size, and it does, for some people, increase body weight temporarily. But you need to understand that it's a temporary adjustment that's going to happen. And you're not, it's hard, because I understand a lot of people, when they see the scale go up, freak out.
Oh yeah. Stop my progesterone. Stop my LMT.
All the things. Stop all the things. But you need to understand the long-term benefit that it's creating. Because the long-term benefit is that it's going to help the body build more muscle mass and hydrate you better. And when that happens over the course of 4, 6, 8 weeks, it will improve metabolic function. You will feel stronger. Your body will look more toned, whatever muscular you want it to be. And so you have to kind of understand this period of time with any addition of hormones, of electrolytes, of creatine, you may see a little bit of water weight. And if we have a major issue with that, don't step on the scale and go off of how you feel, is my challenge to you. And yes, creatine will increase creatinine on a urinalysis or in blood work if you take it regularly. Like, you're going to see a higher creatinine level. And it's not, it is not bad for your kidneys or the liver, but you're just going to see a higher creatinine level.
A lot of people will see that and like, oh, I have to stop it immediately. Yeah.
There you go.
So I think it's great. I mean, especially if you guys are if somebody really struggles with recovery, like I know for me, when I'm taking creatine, I just feel a lot better with my strength and my recovery from workouts. So we hope that you guys enjoyed this Q&A. As always, you can submit your questions to info@fitmomlife.com, or you can go to fitmomlife.com/ask. Either one works. And then don't forget, we have Fit Mom Fit Month coming up in May, Fit Mom Fit May. And this is going to be our habit stacking challenge. So we know a lot of people, especially as we enter into like the summertime, kids are going to be getting out of school, really need some accountability, just getting some of these foundational habits set back in stone so that you can be consistent with them. And so that's what this is going to be all about throughout the month of May. It's happening in our Fit Mom Society, which is our private community. There we have all of our practitioners answering questions. We have 2 Q&As every month, live trainings every month. And then we also have some special kind of podcasts that we'll be doing in there. And in addition to all of that, our courses. So if you guys are not part of the Fit Mom Society, you can go to the link in the show notes. You need to be a member to participate. The challenge is free if you are a member of the Fit Mom Society. And we will be pairing you up with an accountability buddy so that you can hopefully get things back in gear and get to a good, consistent place with a lot of those healthy habits to carry with you into the summer. Put a smile on your face. Never let them take your joy away. Let the sunshine make your day. Take your hand of your love. Wanna dance the night away. Get away and escape on a vacay. Life's a marathon, not a relay. It's up to you to do what you love to do. Let no one stop you.